We'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight Rose Tejeda. She's the manager of the gift shop at Lebesnik Center for the Arts in Michigan City, and she's going to tell us about some exciting things coming up, but also tell a little bit about herself and about the whole gift shop. So, Rose, welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Aloha, Rose.
Thank you very much. Hi. Well, Lebesnik Center for the Arts does have a gift shop, which many people may not realize, and it's a really wonderful little space where we bring in artists to bring their wares. So we have everything from jewelry to pottery to two-dimensional art, all kinds of things, all very creative and handmade by local and regional artists. It's the perfect place to pick up a gift.
So tell us a little bit, just briefly, about yourself, your background, where you grew up, where you went to school, and, you know, and then we'll go on to more of the gift shop.
Sure. I was born and raised here in Michigan City, and I have to proudly say that I am a Red Devil graduate of Elston High School. I went to IU after I graduated from high school, and I got a BA in interior design. And my career has been in Chicago for about 30 years. Has my specialty is retail design. So in that line of work, I developed prototype concepts for new retailers and also remodeled stores, storefronts, shopping centers, and did the branding.
So also tell us how you got connected with Lebesnik then.
Well, it's one of those places that I never really visited when I was living here. And I met Janet Block, the executive director, through my participation with the Michigan City Main Street Association at various events. And we just hit it off. And after I went to see what they do, I just fell in love with their mission and what they're doing with the community. So I started volunteering and doing various things at their events and for the gala. And eventually I became a board member, which I still am.
So tell us about the gift shop itself. What is there? What people can find there? Maybe some of the artists that you have there.
Absolutely. Well, we do focus on bringing in local and regional artists, and we have some long-term favorites, and we're bringing in new artists all the time. These are consigning artists, and, you know...
What percentage does the gallery take?
Yeah, the consignment arrangement is 60% goes to the artist and 40% to the art center.
Thank you.
And some of the artists that we have are, who do you have there?
Well, we have some really great classics that have been with us for a long time and are very good sellers. One of them is Annika Decker. Her company is Anko. And as she likes to say, she is Dutch by origin, African by osmosis, and American by assimilation. She draws her inspiration for her jewelry collection from having lived in Africa and from traveling all over the world. And what's really cool about her necklaces and jewelry is that she uses all kinds of natural materials such as stone, wood, bone, glass, leather, suede, and it kind of has a tribal feel. So Annika is one of our favorites. Also, we have, we're actually just now bringing in is Rita Cochran, and she's out of Union Pier, and she does these really lovely like reinvented and repurposed cashmere scarves and skirts and really great little hats that kind of have a pillbox kind of tone to them, so kind of retro. So we're excited about having her. Another one of our favorites is Lynn Tan. She is a porcelain artist, and she's out of Stevensville, Michigan. And she does really thoughtful housewares in porcelain and also makes really beautiful and delicate looking jewelry. And even though it looks delicate and very organic in form, it's very durable. So that's pretty cool. More recently, some new artists are... the following. We have Marco Flaseri. He is a Sheridan Beach resident here in Michigan City. And he's a ceramicist that is inspired by marine biology and otherworldly type things. It's really very cool. And he has various sized vessels, including very small ones that are very affordable, that are like air plant pots. And so he's brand new, and he actually was exhibiting at the Lubeznik Art Festival and was awarded for, like, I think it was best in or new artist participating.
Well, that was well deserved.
Yeah, his work is really creative, really beautiful.
Rose, you have something coming up pretty soon, and you know we want to make sure we get to that. The Holiday Bazaar. So tell us when that starts and what exactly that's what's going to happen with that.
Okay, well, our annual Holiday Bazaar begins November 20th. And unlike other holiday markets in the area, ours actually runs until January 9th. So you can definitely get gifts up to the very last minute without having to worry about shipping delays. And the market will be open during our regular business hours. So on Saturday and Sunday, we're open from 11 to 4. And then Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Thursday, and Friday, we're open from 11 to 5 p.m.
And how can people reach you, either by email or phone?
Well, anyone can email me at my Lubeznik email, which is rtejeda@lubeznikcenter.org. Or I can be reached at the Art Center itself, which is 219-874-4900. Extension 200.
Well, that's great. So that's coming up. You open up very soon here on the Holiday Artisan Market, November 20th at Lubeznik, running through January 9th. That's Rose Tejeda, Gallery Gift Shop Manager. Thank you so much for coming on Art in the Air Spotlight.
Thank you very much. Thank you. My pleasure.